The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to Morning Tide on the Sharks Audio Network.
Star! Fabian Zetterlund on a one-time pass. Cooks the defense, has a chance. Deke shoots. Deke shoots. Star! A spectacular rush from end to end. I mean Kyle Quinlan.
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
White makes the play. Kucherov the shot. Deflected wide. Rebound with 8 seconds left. Cleared back out by the Sharks. One last chance for the Lightning here. A lead pass, but Hagel's got to stay out of the zone. Here's Kucherov moving in, shooting it. Blocked by the Sharks. Nice job by Ruta. The horn sounds, and the 8-game winless streak is over as the San Jose Sharks have avenged an 8-1 loss a month ago in Tampa with a 2-1 thriller at SAP Center at San Jose.
Yaroslav Askarov, what a game. You're going up against two of your countrymen, two of the greatest players to come out of Russia. How does this feel?
I feel unbelievable right now. Thanks, Sharks fans.
You are always looking to me like you're having a ton of fun out here.
I'm trying. Hockey's fun, you know?
It's supposed to be, right? You play hockey. Yeah. So in this game, at the end, when everything's coming around you and there's a scramble and all that, how is your mind so clear? How are you so calm?
The boys played unbelievable in front of me. That's why I felt so comfy, too. And Vlasic back in the lineup. That's why we won.
That's what he's going to tell everybody.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, Sharks fans, you're the best fans. Thank you.
Yaroslav Askarov, everybody.
Well, that was a fun night for the San Jose Sharks, and 2025 is off to the right start as the Sharks down Tampa Bay by a final of 2-1. You had so many feel-good moments out of this game. Mark Edward Vlasic plays in his first game of the season. He records a point and assist on the game-opening goal for San Jose, which gave them a lead that they never looked back from. You had Tyler Toffoli scoring a goal. You had Mario Ferraro with a fight as well as a goal. You had Yaroslav Askarov making an absolutely bonkers performance once again, just stopping everything that came his way. It took an improbable tip to actually get a puck beyond him. And you had the Sharks ready for the different moments, ready for the different situations, ready for whatever Tampa Bay was going to throw at them. And a big part of that is Yaroslav Askarov, but it is a team sport. And the Sharks collectively as a team played better defense across the board. They pushed Tampa to the outside. They did not have the net front presence that we saw from Calgary and Philadelphia. The Sharks kept them out of the slot. They did a marginally better job of taking care of the puck, although that's still been an issue for the team in recent memory. And for one game, the San Jose Sharks, in the critical moments, they came up with the big plays. They came up with the big stops. They came up with the big goals. And I think that was the difference between this game and so many of the frustrating games that we saw as of late. And yes, over that 8-game losing streak or winless streak, as they did have a overtime loss to Edmonton in there, we saw various games where the Sharks looked like they had the ability to win. It didn't go that way, obviously, but you still saw the capability of the team. It was just a matter of it to come through all together over a 60-minute performance. And that is exactly what San Jose got in this win, and really makes you feel good about the future of the team, because you had the rookie line of Graf and Macklin and Will Smith, and you had the goalie of the future out there in Yaroslav Askarov, and you had, you know, Nikolai Kovalenko, another rookie out there helping San Jose. And you put that against the players that have been here and done that, like a Jan Ruda and a Mark Edward Vlasic, who got points on the goal scored by Tyler Toffoli. And then you get Mario Ferraro, who caught the end of the Sharks' run, a rookie in the 1920 season, but has stepped into the leadership role and comes up with a big, big moment himself in this game with not just the goal, but also getting into a fight for his teammates. I mean, the Sharks team played as a collective. They played as a unit. They played together as one. And no, it was not the prettiest win that they have ever recorded, but it was a win nonetheless. It was a win that allowed them to stop the slide. It's a win that gives them momentum. And for the first game of 2025, the Sharks now find themselves undefeated in the calendar year. And hopefully this is the type of game that gives them momentum. As we keep on noting, the schedule does not exactly get any easier, as they have a 1 o'clock tilt on Saturday taking on the Devils. Then Tuesday night, they'll be playing host to Vegas. They go out on the road to take on Utah, the first night of a back-to-back before they're back home on Saturday the 11th to host the Wild. And then it's back out onto the road where they will be at Detroit, at Columbus, at the Islanders, at Boston, at Nashville. And then they come home for three, hosting Nashville, hosting the Panthers, hosting the Pens, and then Seattle to finish off the month. So there is no rest for San Jose. There is a continued level of hard work for this team. They are by no means suddenly done. This doesn't just cause a change in their narrative. Every game is going to be a battle. Every game is going to be a fight. But the effort and the grind they showed in this game allowed them to walk away with 2 points when all is said and done. First off, let's start off with Mark-Edward Vlasic playing his first game since last April. I didn't know when we were going to see Mark-Edward Vlasic again because we just didn't really get a definitive timeline on his injury, and we didn't know when he was going to be ready to go. And then I saw him working hard at practice. He looked ready. He looked like he was going to be, you know, capable of playing, but also that's just the outsider's perspective. You never really know if it's going to turn into a day where he'll be ready to go, and maybe there were other things going on, but he found himself in the lineup today. He said he was going to play, and he came forth with a really, really good performance for San Jose in the sense that he was not ever caught out in the wrong position. He helped the Sharks score a goal and picked up a point. As he said in the post game, he gave the puck to a goal scorer and he allowed them to, do their thing. But, you know, Mark-Edward Vlasic has the type of personality that's so important to a team in a situation where the Sharks were. Yaroslav Askarov talked about the team wanting to win it for Mark-Edward Vlasic. And, you know, you could just tell that Mark-Edward Vlasic had an impact on this team just for one game. He has played in almost 1,300 NHL games. He has been there and done that over the course of his career. His experience, his sense of humor, his understanding of when to deliver messages and when to play it light and knowing how to read the room all to me played a factor. And I think the guys respect the hell out of this guy. I think Mark-Edward Vlasic is a name that if you're a hockey guy, you know and you respect and you want to go out there and play hard for him and welcome him back to the lineup and show that his presence is still felt and that his presence had been missed up to this point of the season. I mean, Mark-Edward Vlasic has a phenomenal sense of humor. He is the type of guy that you want in the difficult situations. And lo and behold, he helped the Sharks get a win in his first game back. But, you know, feel-good moments have not been a big part of the narrative for the Sharks' recent history. And Mark-Edward Vlasic getting back into this game tonight and helping the Sharks win a game, their first of 2025. And you have that, you know, comparison of a guy who's played nearly 20 years in a Sharks uniform versus the future being out there on the ice. It was a cool perspective. It was a cool moment. You got to understand what these guys all mean to each other. And again, that collective nature of San Jose helped them walk away with a win. Mario Ferraro had a huge role in this game. Not only did he drop the gloves to defend his teammate after Chaffee dropped Kovalenko, also, by the way, Chaffee was a former teammate of Ferraro's at UMass, but he scored the game-winning goal. And so for Mario Ferraro, who wears the A on his sweater and knows sometimes you need that emotional boost, for him to come through for his team in a big way like that, again, just shows the collective unity of this team. And I think it's often hard to look at, you know, the results from a team and say, oh, well, they're not winning right now, so how connected can they be? Well, the way this team has continued to fight for one another, Nico Sturm getting into a tussle the other night. You look at Barclay Goodrow and the fights that he's gotten into. You look at Luke Cunningham. You look at all these guys knowing when they need to step up for somebody else. And I think that just shows where this team is right now. And I think they probably were sick and tired of the losing. And I think after that hit, Mario Ferraro decided, hey, I have to do something in this situation. I have to make sure that the message is sent that this is not going to be something that is going to be allowed, that we are going to react to. And so, you know, for Mario Ferraro, that was a cool moment for him. And again, for him to get the game-winning goal, his third goal of the year, that ties the entirety that he had all of last year. I think it speaks to the hard work he puts in. And, you know, Mario Ferraro, because of his A on the sweater, because of his openness with the fans, because of the way he acts as a leader, sometimes he takes more criticism than I always feel is fair, but that's what happens when you open yourself up to the world as a leader. People are going to say, okay, if you're a leader, if you're going to be this vocal, well, then you need to lead. And so Mario Ferraro, he was a leader in this game, and it was a big part of why the Sharks walked away with a win. Tyler Toffoli, he continues to be a big part of the Sharks' present and hopefully their future, as I have just come to call him Mr. Consistency. He had a great dangle early on in this game to give the Sharks a 1-0 lead, and I cannot say enough how big that 1-0 lead is. Yes, Ferraro's goal that made it 2-0 is, by being a game-winning goal, probably a little bit bigger, but we're talking about a team that San Jose had not beat since 2019. We're talking about a team that the last time they played against San Jose beat the Sharks by a final of 8-1. Then you go look at the scores from a year ago and you can see that Tampa absolutely owned San Jose. But San Jose took control of this game early. They were not chasing from the get-go. They gave themselves the opportunity to do more of what they wanted to do out there on the ice. And a huge part of that was Tyler Toffoli's early goal that allowed the Sharks to continue to build and continue to make something happen. So I appreciate Tyler Toffoli so very much because he's calm in the critical moments, and you can rely on him that if he gets a good look, he's going to bury it. That's exactly what he did in this game. That 1-0 lead early on for San Jose completely changed the dynamic and gave them something to build upon. Yaroslav Askarov, he is a unique individual to say the least, and he played out of his mind. And the Sharks did a better job than they did against Philadelphia and Calgary and pushed more of the offensive generation from tonight's opponent in Tampa to the outside, did not give up the high danger opportunities as much, did not give up the good looks in the slot, and were trying to be more physical down low. But that's got to be the way it goes. But Yaroslav Askarov, even when he was tested, came up with the big saves. And one of the things that I look at with the best netminders in the NHL is not only do they come up with the volume saves, like they're going to save, you know, 36 out of 38 shots on any given night, and they're just going to come up with save after save after save. It's coming up with the big saves in the big moments. And again, it's that critical moment talking point that we keep on coming back to. And Yaroslav Askarov, when he was tested, he came up with the big saves. You know, he played in such a way that he did not need much in the way of offensive support. The Sharks, going up against a very good netminder on the other side, and Vasilevsky, got two goals, and Askarov decided that was going to be enough and put forth an absolutely amazing performance. When you watch how little he needs to give San Jose a chance to win, I think you start feeling that there are certain pieces in place that will allow the Sharks to take strides faster than we maybe expected. And I don't think that Mike Greer should rush his plan. I think he should continue trying to do what his plan has been all along. But you have now Yaroslav Askarov, who looks like the goalie of the future, the franchise goalie, and playing at such a high level that he can win you any game on any given night. You also have your number one center in Macklin Celebrini, who is playing like a generational talent, who is just a next level player and can create and make guys better around him and give you the opportunity to win on a nightly basis. You have those two pieces. You also see Will Smith, who is developing into a solid player in his own right, and I think one day a great player, but you've got him out there. And that line of rookies with Graf and Celebrini and Will Smith, I hope we get to see that again, because that was a very fun line to watch. Colin Graf obviously played collegiately against Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini a year ago. Colin Graf is an NCAA champion, a Hobey Baker finalist, just like Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini. Macklin obviously won the Hobey Baker, but you know, for these players to be making their impressions felt over the course of the game. And, you know, obviously more and more of the seasons, we've seen a lot of Macklin and Will Smith, and we have seen Yaroslav Askarov lately, and especially more so since the unfortunate injury to Vitek Vanacek and the trade of Mackenzie Blackwood. But this team is taking shape. And I think that you are watching these foundational pieces be put in place, and Mike Greer can get a better idea of what he has. The more of an idea that Mike Greer has about what these players are and what they can become, that gives him that much more of the ability to sign the players that will be able to help the Sharks grow to their next level, will help them to become the team that they want to be when all is said and done, that the tear down and rebuild will not be for nothing. You know, you want to get through this to come out clean on the other side. And, you know, Mike Greer has a plan. Mike Greer has a vision. And up to this point, it seems to be going in the right direction. Obviously, it's never a linear path. It's always going to see its bumps in the roads. But right now, Mike Greer's plan is working, and we have the proof in the way that Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith and Yaroslav Askarov can all perform, or Tyler Toffoli are able to perform. It's giving the Sharks a chance. And my hope is that free agents around the league this summer will look at San Jose and see what's going on with Celebrini and Askarov and Smith and Toffoli and these other players and say, yeah, that's something that I want to be a part of. I want to be a part of the Sharks as they work their way back into the, you know, tiers of contending teams, and maybe not true contention at first, but playoff teams. And I think it can happen a lot sooner than people realize, because you do have a very clear idea of what Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith and Yaroslav Askarov can be. You know, Colin Graf, as a Hobie Baker finalist who was undrafted in his draft year, now finds himself in the NHL and playing for San Jose. I loved his ability off the puck. He put himself in good situations. He knows how to defend. He's a very, very smart player. He will grow into his game, and I think he will do so rather quickly. And again, he is a 200-foot guy. He knows exactly what he needs to do off the puck. It's an area of his game that he's a little bit ahead of the curve in that regard. But these are players that Mike Greer wanted. These are guys that are difficult to play against. These are guys that are going to give you an opportunity to win. And I think the questions come now with what is next for San Jose. And it's actually something that I talked about with Curtis Pashelka of Bay Area News Group, and I saved it for this morning's Morning Tide, hoping it would be after a win in which the Sharks were able to showcase young players like Celebrini, Smith, Graf, and Askarov. The final one that I have for you is talking about what is next in the rebuild for San Jose, because I imagine they will be flipping guys at the deadline, but I also know that, you know, it's been now, it'll have been 6 years since they were last in the postseason in 2019. The Warriors are coming towards the end of their run, if not already at the end. The 49ers are in a downturn. I don't know what the Giants are going to be specifically. Is San Jose, if they're not ready to take that next step next year, you know, what's the reaction from fans? And then, you know, another thing that I wonder about is that, you know, they look at all the cap space. I'm sure they're already thinking long-term about, you know, Macklin and Will and Askarov and, you know, whoever else is going to come up. But we're talking about huge amounts of cap space, Curtis.
Yeah, that's sort of the next interesting part of this whole process here. You know, the Sharks have done a lot of the work so far in terms of, you know, trading away some players on long-term contracts, freeing up some cap space, building up the prospect pool. To me, this is the next real important part of this rebuild is what next. Like you said, what's the next step in terms of taking another step forward next season? Taking a little step forward this season, looks like, but what's it going to be like next year for this team? What's the roster going to be look like? Is it going to be more veterans coming in to sort of support the young guys, or more young guys going to get more of an opportunity that you're seeing right now with the Barracuda? Are they going to get more of a chance here? You're going to have a lot of cap space to sort of play with, but you'd also want to spend it the right way too. I mean, we've seen this past offseason, the Chicago Blackhawks, they went out and spent a lot of money in the offseason, acquired some guys, traded for guys, or just signed guys. But it hasn't really had a massive effect on their place in the standings. So this to me, this next step, what Mike Greer does this next offseason, is going to be really key to sort of set this team up for long-term success. And how do you go about doing it? You know, we'll see. Do the Sharks want to keep a guy like Cody Ceci around? Do you want to try to keep Mikhail Granlund around to sort of help this process along? Or do you move those guys for assets at the deadline and maybe try to circle back once free agency gets underway, or just go in a completely different direction? I don't know, but I do know this is going to be an interesting time between now and July as far as setting up the Sharks team for the future.
To hear the rest of that interview that I did with Curtis, check out yesterday's edition of The Build Up, Game 41 versus Tampa Bay. You can get that on the Sharks Audio Network On Demand podcast. Now, I know you can say, well, Ted, you're very happy right now because the Sharks are coming off a win, but where was this ecstatic nature when the Sharks were still playing other, you know, young players, but they weren't getting wins? And well, I think that, yes, obviously it's easier to be positive when they are coming off of a win, but you are talking about a game in which you saw another piece in Colin Graf come in on a night when a big piece like Yaroslav Askarov is playing out of his mind. And when you've also got Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini continuing to play at such a high level, and you've also got Tyler Toffoli, who was an offseason acquisition, score yet another goal. And these are, you know, happening and compounding and making you think more and more about what has been and what could be. That's why it's so fun with San Jose right now, is because you see all the potential, you see the talent, you see the young players, you see more pieces being added. And, you know, you start looking at the way that Bisted is developing, that Halton is developing. You see the stats around Sam Dickinson and Quentin Musty, obviously dealing with injury this year, but still you wonder about him in the near future. I mean, you're finally getting more and more glimpses of the future that has been promised. And like I have said, there is no definitive path to getting back to contention, but when these high-quality players come up to the NHL and they look like they're capable of not only being contributors but stars, that's when you start to get excited. And granted, we haven't seen much of a Colin Graf, but his game did not look out of place last night for his first game of this season. You watch Yaroslav Askarov play like a star, and then you see Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini continue to do their thing. You start to get that much more excited about where everything is going, because it does appear to be headed in the right direction. All right, let's get into some of these highlights from last night, like Tyler Toffoli getting his 15th of the year.
Rebound, Vlasic does a good job to keep in. Backhands across the ice, Toffoli, nice to Kenley, move on, Cirelli, shoot, score! Tyler Toffoli, what a brilliant curl and drag to get around the defensive center, Cirelli, after taking a pass from Vlasic, and it's in the net. Sharks up 1-0 with 6:08 to go in the first period, and Tyler Toffoli of the San Jose Sharks has 15 goals.
So the Sharks have the early lead, but they would need some help from Yaroslav Askarov to hold on to said lead.
Headman feed, here comes Hagel. He's moving in, a lead pass in front, a quick shot, Geeky. Two saves by Askarov, and Geeky was all by himself on that mini two-on-one as the Sharks got caught up the ice surface, but two great saves by Askarov to keep it 0-0 with 8:40 to go in this first period.
Askarov would end up with 24 saves off of 25 shots against on the night, allowing just one goal for a .960 save percentage. Mario Ferraro, before he was scoring game-winning goals, he was standing up for his teammates, tussling with former collegiate teammates.
Wennberg tries to stay with him, and he spins it back to the point, and a exploded stick there for the defenseman Lilleberg as it's cleared back out. Get Kovalenko hit really hard along the boards by one of the members of the Lightning. Mario Ferraro is going after that player. Can't quite tell who it is. Linesman Caleb Apperson staying between them. And wow, how about this? This is his former college teammate, Chafee. Ferraro going after Chafee. They played college hockey together, and now they're being wrestled to the ice.
And then Ferraro would net what would turn into the game winner.
Across the line comes AC Mott, overskated it. Headman by Ferraro. Here's Granlund down the left, protecting the puck. Across the line, back to Ferraro, moving and shooting it. He scores! Mario Ferraro on a nice give and go with Mikhail Granlund puts the Sharks in front 2-0 with 7:05 to go in the second, and SAP Center explodes in excitement.
With the Sharks up 2-0, 12:55 into the second period, It was going to be a difficult ride to the end as Tampa would force their way back into the game. Anthony Cirelli scoring a tip goal at the 17:44 mark of the second to make it 2-1. From there on out, it was a mad dash to the finish. Yaroslav Askarov making big saves and the Sharks pushing and shoving their way to a win.
Coming back the other way, it's Point and Hagel. They rush up the ice into the Shark zone. Celebrini gets back, but Point makes the play. Kucherov the shot, deflected wide. Rebound with 8 seconds left, cleared back out by the Sharks. One last chance for the Lightning here. A lead pass, but Hagel's got to stay out of the zone. Here's Kucherov moving in, shooting it, blocked by the Sharks. Nice job by Ruda. The horn sounds, and the 8-game winless streak is over as the San Jose Sharks have avenged an 8-1 loss a month ago in Tampa with a 2-1 thriller at SAP Center at San Jose.
A great victory, a great night at the tank. Let's hear from Mark Edward Vlasic playing in his first game of the 24-25 season.
I felt like I was playing my first NHL game. It was a lot of fun. I had a blast coming back, playing against a great team, playing with these guys that played well tonight. Made my job easier coming back. We had energy, excitement. So did I. So it was a lot of fun.
And he also had some thoughts on Yaroslav Askarov.
Funny guy. We get along really well. We joke around. He's very confident out there. I love that. Loves to play the puck. Nice kid, good kid, and very good goalie.
Yeah, Mark Edward Vlasic has played against some very good goalies in his day, and he knows what a good goalie looks like. So that is high praise coming from him. And just, you feel great for Vlasic to be out there. He still wants to be playing. He still wants to prove that he can get it done. And it was just great to see him back out there on the ice and speaking with the media after the game. Also, head coach Ryan Warsawski, he had been through a lot as of late. He sees his team come out clear on the other side. He was asked about what the difference was in this game versus some of the other games that got away from them lately.
I think when we realized when they got a couple looks off of turnovers, we nipped it in the butt and we didn't let it continue to unravel. And then next thing you know, it goes back to our D and we can't break out a puck. We kept their composure. We understood what was going on in the hockey game. So we did a really good job. We matured a lot tonight, I would say, is the biggest thing.
And that is something we've come back to consistently this year, is that it doesn't just happen overnight. And not that this is going to be the last time the Sharks have difficulty this season, but you would hope that they had learned things over the past 8 games that led to tonight's win. And hopefully those are lessons that stick with them, because they're all sick and tired of losing. Those guys are not happy that they are not walking away with wins. They had not been pleased with the end results. They liked aspects of the games they were playing, but they didn't like the end result. They finally got that win out of last night's game. Hopefully they will be able to take with them what they did so well into the upcoming game against Jersey. Warsawski was also asked about what his message was to the team heading into that third period with a 2-1 lead.
Don't play cautious. We don't want to play cautious. We want to stay on the attack. It comes down to our puck play and making sure we're making hard decisions with the puck. And again, I thought we were skating tonight. It was one of our better skating games of the year. And the way we play, you have to skate. And I didn't think we, there was no times we got caught taking a breath. And again, I thought we were good in the middle of the ice, taking away time and space, forcing the skill guys to the outside. We were better defensively, better in front of our net. But it really came down to us skating, getting on the attack.
The head coach also talked about calling on the young guys in critical moments like the end of the game.
Yeah, a little bit. I think obviously we've seen Mac can make plays and under pressure, and sometimes you need a guy to make, and that's something that I've, developed in my coaching is sometimes you got to go with guys that can make plays in 6-on-5. And I think Mac can do that. I thought Graf had a really good solid hockey game where we could trust him. He was doing things, away from the puck that we really need to focus on. And he's smart. He's a smart individual. So when I called his name, I think he was a little surprised, but he did a good job.
Big plays in big moments. It is a common refrain you will hear when discussing the best teams in the NHL, or any sport for that matter. It's about the team that knows how to rise to the occasion. The comparison with last night for San Jose was the previous 8 games when they did not rise to the occasion, and instead of meeting the moment, understanding what they were up against, they failed to do so and faltered. Last night, they got the win. And again, you hope that they see how hard they tried. You hope that they look at the lessons learned from this game and take it with them into the upcoming schedule, because things do not get any easier for San Jose. But hopefully now they have that much more experience to draw upon as they go forth throughout the remainder, the second half of the 2024-2025 season. We've played 41 games. There are 41 games remaining, each game an individual opportunity for San Jose to prove themselves as a team. We're out of time for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Ramey, signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.